Support for this program is provided by Chevron, the human energy company.
Hey, this is Politico Energy. I'm Josh Siegel. Starting today, Republicans will gather in Milwaukee for the Republican National Convention. Of course, they'll formally make their presidential nominee, Donald Trump, who survived an assassination attempt at a Pennsylvania campaign rally on Saturday night. The Trump campaign said he will still be at the RNC this week, where the party will, among other things, highlight their policy priorities, which will likely include a focus on energy. So today, I preview the RNC with Politico's Zach Coleman. It's Monday, July 15th.
Republicans are coming to Milwaukee starting Monday for the convention. If you're watching, you're going to be hearing a lot about inflation, and that is kind of the overview for the energy planks of their platform. You're not going to hear much about climate change. You're going to hear a lot about unleashing energy dominance. You're going to hear a lot about removing regulations. You're going to hear a lot about how having more choice and more supply can reduce costs, and I think that's the worldview they're sticking with, and it's probably going to be consistent across not just energy, but just every policy area.
Yeah, and just getting into that a little bit more, I mean, what's the strategy behind that? We know inflation was a topic in the midterms as well, and Democrats ended up beating expectations. So, why do they think this is going to be effective this time around? And yeah, just take us behind the strategy a little bit if you can.
Well, you know, in the midterms, it was a bit of a different story. Now the conversation is all about Joe Biden and his viability as a candidate. So you do see a president who is in the polls dragging down the ticket quite a bit and the party quite a bit. So, you know, you can still hammer home this message on inflation, which has not really ebbed. It cooled a little bit, but it is still persistent and nagging and high. And the effects of even the cooling inflation are not felt in a major way so far. So energy is a very large component of what drives inflationary pressures. And the Republican Party is making the case that it has been regulations and subsidies for energy that is not fossil fuel that is contributing to those higher prices. Now, that's a bit questionable to some degree. I mean, Democrats would, of course, say the easiest way to reduce inflation is to move off of trade-exposed commodities that are controlled often by autocratic regimes like Russia. And if you get off of fossil fuels, you'll be less exposed to those price swings. So there's different ways to skin this cat. But at the same time, a majority of our energy systems today rely on fossil fuels. So if you have upward pressure on those prices in the fossil fuel sector, you're going to feel that down the line as a consumer as well.
And do you expect to see any pressure, grassroots pressure, or any outside groups on Republicans at RNC and Trump to bring climate change into their agenda at all, or to at least not add it as a problem, or maybe talk about how their policies could address it?
Yeah, there are already groups trying to get former President Trump to be a little bit better on how he messages about climate change. There are, if you look at the platform, if you read between the lines, from what some of the people I've been talking to tell me, you can see space for permitting reform. You can see space for defending domestic supply chains by boosting domestic manufacturing for batteries as a way to get off of China's supplies. Permitting reform can help clean energy. So why not talk about that? You know, there are ways in which these dots can be connected. It's just rhetorically, former President Trump has never been there talking about clean energy. There's some braggadocio in traditional Trumpian fashion about how he's had the cleanest water or cleanest air, but there really are spaces to connect some of the dots here on reducing regulations in a way that also help clean energy that I think a lot of groups are trying to help Republicans make in a pro-environment and pro-economy way.
Got it. And any other talking points or themes you're looking out for or potential speakers who might hit on some of these issues?
Well, I think the electric vehicles are going to be big. I mean, I want to see how that plays in the convention halls, because despite what some of the headlines were saying at the beginning of this year, we've actually seen a lot of growth in EV sales in the last quarter. They're actually growing faster than internal combustion engine sales, according to Cox Automotive, which is a research firm. So we are seeing uptake there, but it has been turned into a real cultural totem pole. So like, it's just one of those things where you're going to see how this gets messaged. And we know policy-wise, it is one of the top targets for conservatives to remove from the IRA as a revenue source for extending the tax cuts that Trump and Republicans passed in Trump's first term. Those expire next year. I mean, it's been very clear that conservatives and Republicans are targeting the EV subsidies as a pay for extending those tax cuts. So how that gets messaged is going to be interesting to me, because you do have a lot of automakers who have lined up behind EVs, who have publicly supported it. And, you know, they said they publicly supported the Obama tailpipe standards too. And then when Trump came into office, many of them flipped sides and helped Trump reverse those tailpipe standards. So what happens there? And I think that'll be interesting to watch going forward.
Also, Sunrise Movement, an influential youth green group, is calling on President Biden to drop his reelection bid to, quote, protect his climate legacy. That's what Sunrise's executive director said in a statement released on Friday, saying there was low enthusiasm for Biden among young people and urging the president to, quote, pass the torch to a new nominee. Other major climate groups have stood by Biden so far, although one of them, Climate Defiance, has called on the president to drop out. That's it for Politico Energy. For more news on energy and the environment, subscribe to our free newsletter, Power Switch, and subscribe to Politico Pro to read our morning energy newsletter. Our producer is Nirmal Malaikal. I'm Josh Siegel. Thanks for listening, and see you back here tomorrow.
Support for this program is provided by Chevron, who is innovating to help responsibly meet rising energy demand across their U.S. operations, like at their Gulf of Mexico facilities, which are some of the world's lowest carbon intensity operations, helping supply energy that's affordable, reliable, and ever cleaner. That's energy in progress. Learn more at chevron.com/meetingdemand.